Okay. Did your husband ever, working at some place like Goodyear, you would think that they would have, maybe a strike sometime within the time that he was working? Was there any type of strike or anything like that?
Yes, they had several strikes there in the 36 and a half years he worked there. Now, they didn't have to strike. They had different contracts. They got new contracts. It was really beneficial to his retirement. And he has a real good retirement for that. He's not drawing as much as some that retires and has in the last 10 years or 12 years, but our benefits are much better than they were the ones that's retiring now. When you retire from Goodyear, you retire under the contract as far as your benefits is concerned, that whatever is in the contract then, that's what you get. Okay, then each contract since he retired, every time they get another one, we get a cost of living raise. And there has been other things added to it. But bills as far as our insurance is concerned is taken care of through Medicare now, since both of us are the age we're on Medicare. And what Medicare don't pay, they are our first priority as far as our bills, and then Goodyear picks up the rest of it. As far as our drugs is concerned, up until the last 2 years, we've never had to pay more than $1 prescription. For years, we never had to pay anything for a prescription. And then the pharmacists got together and somehow they came up with a deal that Goodyear had to accept, and we had to pay $1 for each prescription. Now, then, in the last 2 years, we've been having to pay sometimes $3 or sometimes $4 for a prescription. It all depends on if your medication is for 30 days or 90 days or, just on and on and on. Depends on whether it's $3 or $4. But basically, we are very fortunate that our hospital bills is taken care of. We do have to pay some $10 a day for a private room if we get a private room. But other than that, it's pretty well all taken care of.
Was he a union member?
He was a union member from day one. Whenever they started the union down there, they had to be very private about how you join. You couldn't let anybody know. You had to slip around and join the union. But he had been a union member all those years. He's very strong as far as organized labor is concerned. He's always voted for the president that was for the public works, and the one that was for organized labor, the ones that they were, the organized labor always backed them in their campaigns and all, and it worked both ways. But he is a very democratic person, I guess you can say, and he never votes any other way other than democratic.
Is there anything you would like to say about your immediate family?
Well, I have two daughters and two granddaughters. And both of my daughters was graduates of Jacksonville State University. Our oldest daughter should have been a music major. However, she majored in home economics and got her master's in guidance and counseling, I believe. And she has gone on with her music. However, like I say, she didn't major in it, but she is a pianist now at First Baptist Church and Center. She's been pianist there for, say, something like 18 years. However, she was organist at our church here at Sandrock before she married and moved to North Carolina. But she does teach home economics, and she teaches here at Sandrock. She likes 2 years, I believe, being able to retire. And she has always really enjoyed that feel. I guess maybe she enjoyed that because I have gone along in a lot of those subjects myself. But then my other daughter is an elementary major. She has been teaching fourth grade for 20 years now. She has been teaching for 20 years here at Sandrock. And she has worked on other jobs, too. She's worked during the summer months at different jobs to help supplement her income. She didn't get her master's, but she did graduate from Jacksonville. And my oldest daughter has one daughter, and my youngest daughter has two daughters. That makes me have two daughters and three granddaughters. And our granddaughters are going to Jacksonville, the two oldest ones. The oldest one is a senior there and will graduate this spring. And I believe she's majoring in clinical psychology. And then she plans to go on and start on her master's in the spring term, and go on and get her master's this next year before she stops going to school. She's still a single girl, and she sees that that's very important for women to go ahead and get their degree before they marry. My other daughter is, she's majoring in clinical psychology, and she's minoring in computer. And she's just a sophomore now, but she's doing very well in school and enjoys being at Jacksonville and being her sororities and all. Both of them did. And then my youngest granddaughter is, she's only 15, going on 21, but we run a taxi for her all the time because she still doesn't have her driver's license. But she lives close to us, and of course she is very special to us too, and a lot of company. But she's a very busy little girl in cheerleading and all extra sport activities. But I've always been a very close family. We always vacation a lot together, and we've always carried them and their friends on vacation with us on a lot of occasions, and enjoy being with their company too. We have done some extensive traveling. Of course, they couldn't go on that, but I belong to the AARP group in Marshall County that has the most outstanding group organization in that field. Second place is the second in the state of Alabama, and they have a very good leader out there, and keeps a lot of trips planned for us, and we thoroughly enjoy that. And I am glad that our health has permitted us to go and do these extra things. I have a hobby or two, one in ceramics that I enjoy and spend a lot of time doing. My husband, he works with a different rural organizations here, and volunteer fire department and several things like that. But I'm just happy to be able to do this interview for Leslie, and I hope she makes a good grade on it, and she certainly enjoys her teacher. And thank you a lot.
Well, thank you very much, Granny, for helping me out on this project, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.